Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
SFL Nation, welcome back to Inside the League with your favorite GM, Nelson Lozano. Hey, how's it going? It's been a while. I think last time we did this show was in January. So, like I did on Monday's show, and I shall do on this show, I have to go ahead and bring myself back and say, it's great being back, guys. Hey, look, SFL Nation, man, let's get a little bit of love tonight. You know, we got some new rookies coming in that we'll be showcasing tonight. We'll have rookie Nathan Fury, left guard of the Tacoma Grizzlies. And we have Justin Reside, the free safety from the Ottawa Calgary. So, should be a jam-packed show. We're going to talk about the off-season moves that are happening in Portland, right? You guys already know how I have to do that. We will have Mel Davis stop by tonight, talk a little bit about how the off-season has gone for Portland. And, you know, we're going to have fun tonight, guys. It's Friday. If you're here with me tonight, I appreciate you because, honestly, I do it for you guys, right? Like, folks... No, I've been out for a little bit, right? Reasons being, I was injured, and I had to focus on the recovery, and the recovery is still happening now. But for the justice of these rookies coming out, for the team needs that I see a lot of teams need, I thought of getting out a little bit earlier than I wanted to ensure that there was a show tonight. So if you're joining me tonight, thank you so very much. I definitely appreciate the love. And I hope you guys are feeling, you know, back inside the league, man. It's just been amazing and everything else. And I thank you for this journey. And it feels good being back. That's all I can say. Shout out to Cam that shouted me out on the broadcast. Hey, Cam, you know, I appreciate you, what you've done to support the show and everything else. I can't say enough. Thank you. And thank you for this league that you created. Shout out to Dave. Shout out to Ashley. They've checked on me since, you know, I was recovering and whatnot, still keeping my content out there, at least remembering that there's a show that was out there at that time. I appreciate you keeping that alive. I want to shout out KC, Ben as well, and Menard. You guys held it down while I was injured. All I can say is thank you again. Shout out to all my Portland Fleet members who held me down as well, who checked on me, asked me how I was doing, asked me how my recovery, my physical therapy is going. Shout out to Mike Daggs. I definitely have to shout him out, man, because he went ahead and made sure I was good. And I should have, you know, I didn't have the chance to broadcast, but he understood that, understood what I had to go through on my road to recovery. So I got to shout out to Mike Daggs as well. And yeah, any SFL person that reached out to me to tell me, hey, I hope you're feeling better, I hope you're getting better, this one's for you. So again, I'm so happy to be back here again in the studio. And let's get started, right? I think I want to kind of discuss something before we bring Mel in really quickly to kind of talk about what happened in the league recently. So we had my man Tyler Falk, right, went ahead and gave his kind of presser to say, hey, he's going to free agency. I know a lot of people chimed in on it. Tyler is a friend of mine, so I do want to, you know, again, him as a person, man, we all rock with. And he's a really good dude, and he's done a lot for this league so far to go ahead and bring this new generation in, and he's bringing in new content and new shows and things of that sort. So the man does deserve something for that, right? Like, you got to give him his roses because he deserves that, right? Like, he put up a show when he was a rookie, when he was not known yet, and did these things and asked people like Dave to help him find that platform that worked with him. And, you know, he has that show with Kendra as well, bringing in another person into the content side. So you got to respect what my man has done. And he's a really good guy in and out, right? I think the part that I like most people were bothered by was simply that the stuff, you know, again, what happened inside the league, inside his organization was put out there. Now, from a GM's perspective, right, you always want to make sure that your brand is always protected in and out and whatever the situation is. But we don't know what happened in that locker room. And I don't think we should know what's happening in that locker room, right? I think what happens in your organization is the sanctity in your organization. I've seen sides of things where rookies have said, hey, look, it'd be great to know, right? It'd be great to honestly know what was going on or what that organization, so people are ahead of the curve, understand it, right? But I always think that people also, rookies, need to make their own assessment of it, right? Like, I could tell you my personal experiences with Optimus has been amazing. He's been such a great guy, talks to me, asks me how I'm doing. He checked on me too. Shout out to Optimus when I was hurt, right? Shout out to TJ as well. I need to shout him out. He checked on me religiously, so I got to shout him out. Native Baltimorean or Marylander, right? But it's, again, right, like, I think what happens in the league and the organization, like, needs to stay between the parties. I do understand that people should know, and I get that, but it's multiple sides to the story, and your situation might not be the same as everybody else's, and we don't want to have people be skewed. Examples being like, you know, St. Louis for a long time was said, hey, that's a terrible organization. Not the case, right? Like, somebody might have not had maybe the best situation possible, but I can tell you for a fact, I'm talking to Dwayne, talking to a couple people in St. Louis, and it's an organization that I respect, just like I respect every other organization that's in this league. Or London, right? London, I mean, Chad and the rest of the team out there, Tanner Hendricks, Liam, right? They're all trying to make a change there too, and you can see that happening. So I think the things that we want to prevent is that players trying to say, I don't want to go to that team, XYZ. You don't know how your experience is. I think yesterday, Jalen Wells came out and spoke about how San Diego was on his aspect of it. And I think it's great, right? I think everybody has their own story to tell. Everybody has their own thing. But those kind of personal beefs, those always got to stay in-house. I'm not a person to Twitter fingers or putting on social media, any of that stuff. If I got a problem with you, I'm going to address it with you. And that's it. And I think, again, what Tyler did with the press conference, there's no problem with that. Hey, that's a lot of fun, right? I always talk about this league needs to have more fun things like that in the presser. With Dave, Ross, and Ashley, it was awesome. Like, it was a lot of fun to see. I just think what bothered everybody was just the laundry being put out there. And I saw some people saying, hey, it is good to know. But I think it's more if somebody were to seek that information, then maybe it's all right to say, hey, this is how my experience was. Doesn't mean that's what it's going to be. And then allowing that player to make their own decision. Because I'm going to tell you, from my aspect of how I've talked with Optimus, it's all been positive. It's all been very great conversations with him. And honestly, I appreciate that. So on my side of me dealing with him, it's going to be different than if you're playing for him. But that's what I'm saying. There's so multiple sides of the coins. The only biggest problem that people felt was just putting out the dirty laundry. But Tyler, best of luck in free agency, man. You know I got you. If you ever want to talk, man, I'm here. But I hope the best in free agency and whatever team picks you up is going to get a great guy who's very nice and also has his own show. So shout out to you. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and bring in, and you know what? Whenever I bring a member of the fleet, you got to do the call, all hands on deck. Our head coach, director of player personnel, overall great guy, father of two, vet of the century. Did I miss anything, Mel?
No, you didn't, man. But clarify the vet part. Veterinarian of the century is better because I wish I could say I was a true vet, but all props to the brothers and sisters out there that are veterans, and we give thanks to them for what they do for our country, man.
That's 100%. You know, everybody who serves this country, we definitely do appreciate it. I meant to say veterinarian, but it's just easy to say vet, but I appreciate you clearing
that
up, Mel.
Just clarify.
So I know you've been grinding. I know there's been a lot of work that you've been doing on the off season. Because the show is back, I'd love for, you know, Into the Shipyard for folks to see what Portland is sort of up to, right? Just know if you're ever listening to the show, we're never – how do I put this? Going to tell you what we're really doing, so don't expect that. But I do want to let you guys know what we've been working on in the offseason and kind of how we've been doing, right? We all know that Nelson's been recovering, but Mel, go ahead. Share with us how the offseason has been going for you.
Well, first and foremost, great to have you back, brother. It's good to hear you, to hear your excitement, the joy you have in doing what you do. And, you know, we're blessed to have you not only as our GM, but as a teammate and a colleague, man, in this organization. So we're happy to have you back in your seat, doing your thing, dropping the knowledge, and being positive, brother, because you bring a lot of positivity to this league and what you do. So that being said, as far as off season's been great, man. You know, this wonderful thing we call the SFL, this league that we're in, this wonderful organization that we're a part of, it's a lot of work, man. It's been fun. Last season was, I deem it as a successful season for a team that had endured our initial season with, I think we had 2 wins, but in those 2 wins, we had a lot of grind, a lot of growth. As we like to say, we laid down a lot of bricks, man, a lot of bricks to build a foundation for a group of guys that understood what it's about to hang in there despite the circumstances. Because that first season was tough, and every last one of us are competitors, man, from top to bottom, front office, down to every aspect of our organization. So, you know, coming into season 2 and having the opportunity with all these high expectations and a few changes that we made that moved my man John from halfback over fullback, for which he had an outstanding season, and laid the groundwork for our newest member, Ezekiel Love, at halfback, man, I think we were outstanding. We were outstanding. Yeah. Our defense balled out. Our wide receivers grew up, you know, and things just played out in a way that put us, as Cam liked to put it, put us, you know, points away, inches away from wins that could have, would have, should have. Now, we all know that doesn't get it done, but it was exciting to see a team that grew so much in a year, and exciting to experience that with a group of fellas that understood that we were growing. So yeah, as that brought us into the off season, man, a lot of work is being done to prepare for next season that's coming up rapidly. Obviously, the off season is probably sometimes the more fun part of this league, because if you ever were a Madden player in the franchise mode, I know myself and my friends, we look forward to the off season more than the season, because it was all about the moves we were going to make, the things we were going to do to prep for getting ready for that next season to kind of explode on the scene. And that's pretty much where we are, man. So a lot of work to do, you know, a lot of contracts to get ready as we look forward to, you know, prayerfully bringing back our people. And guys making decisions about what they're going to do. You know, this league is all about one-year contracts for everybody, so you don't make any assumptions on anyone. You know, you look at one position that we know we have an opening for at this point in time, and prayerfully that's all the positions we will have an opening for, but a quarterback. So putting some time in to look in, evaluate the young talent that's out there, talking to the guys that are out there, seeing what they're all about, and really trying to, I guess you could say, square away their talent on the field with the talent that could be in our locker room, with the personality that could lead our team. Because having that quarterback position with the right person is so, so important in this league, as it would be in any league. Now, the quarterback is the leader of the team. Quarterback sets a tone. Quarterback is someone that, you know, prayerfully takes that position so seriously that, you know, when they step out there on the field, off the field, in the locker room, you know, they set the tone for success that we're looking to achieve. So been pining away with watching SFLM games, you and I both, talking about some of these guys that are out there. There's a lot of talent to evaluate in the quarterback position, making no assumptions on anyone, you know, and just looking to see who's viable, man. And then I guess the other part is, you know, getting ready for, you know, the free agency show that's going to fall, to see who's going where. And then understanding where everybody's going to fall when it comes to draft. And, you know, you and I, we sit down, and Jacob, we put our cards in a row long before it's time. So when that time rolls around, you know, we kind of know where we want to go. We got plan A, B, C, and D if we need it. So just putting in that work. And last but not least, man, going back and reevaluating playbooks and plays and trying to make sure that we have everything ready to go. And start popping when it's time to roll. So exciting times, fun times, and as they say in the NFL, you know, it never stops. So for the front office guys, you and I and Jacob, it never stops, man. We're constantly working to figure out how we're going to become better as a team.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what's been up, my brother. That's it.
Yeah, you know, in a nutshell, you kind of shared what we're all working on, right? And I think, again, the work has been done for the last two seasons, right? The intricate, like the free agents that we brought in last year that, you know, had really grown with us and really gave us a lot of that strength, especially on the defensive side, right? We had our offense really finding its way to click, and in Zeke really coming in, to really set a pace in that role, right, as a running back. And I think we had some really good recognition, right? I was listening to Dave Axe's show from yesterday. I had to play catch up, right? And he talked about us. He said, you know, Portland could be the next potential Fort Worth, and that's meaning that, hey, look, the next team that is a new team, right? We weren't a franchise that relocated or anything like that. We are a brand new franchise. And that has the ability to do what Fort Worth did. And Fort Worth did an amazing job in two seasons being able to turn it around and really get the ball rolling and get themselves, you know, into the playoffs. And some of those things that, again, we look at as Portland saying, okay, we need to get things in order. And that was a great growth from 2-10 first season to 5-7, right? And we understand there's more work to be done, but it was very exciting. And I appreciate you, Mel. You know, but I don't want to take too long. We do have our guest of the evening here. But I'd want to give folks an understanding and say, hey, look, this is what Portland is doing. This is their off season, right? It's no surprise that, again, our need right now is QB, right? But we're evaluating every type of situation. And that's, again, you know, you may hear that in every single organization right now saying, hey, it's a fluid situation. But it is legitimately a fluid situation, and we're figuring out all possible solutions to put there. And I think if you really try to think what we're going to do 9 times out of 10, until it happens, then you try to connect the dots. But honestly, you're not going to know what our move's going to be when we make it. So, again, thank you, Mel. Again, I appreciate it. You know, I know you're going to get back to the grind and everything else. But thank you again for jumping on, giving a small kind of, hey, how's the off season been looking like in some of the work we do? Can't wait to talk to you again next Friday, okay?
Hey, man, appreciate you. Stay safe. Everybody out there, have a blessed weekend. And just Joy Nelson's show. We're happy to have him back. And y'all be blessed, all right?
All right, Mel. Thank you again, man. It's glad to be back. Take I'm glad easy, to have buddy. You back on the show, too. All right, talk to you then.
Most definitely, now. Take it easy.
All right, guys. So shout-out to Mel Davis. I really do appreciate you stopping by the show. We do have our guests here. And you know, I do this in true fashion. If you never – or is this your first time hearing Inside the League? I always make sure I blow the horns and introduce our rookie, Nathan Fury, left guard for the Tacoma Grizzlies. Nathan, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How about you? I do appreciate the chance to be on the show tonight.
Well, I appreciate you seeing that call that I said, hey, any rookies, if you want to sign up, and taking advantage of that and really making the time to be here, right? Like, if you hear what the reason why I made this show, I've been gone since February, right? I had an incident that kind of caused me to not be doing what I'd love to do, which is this podcast, right? This all these shows that we do, I love it because it allows rookies as yourself an opportunity, or people, right, an opportunity to share with the league who they are and what they bring to the table, right? And I think you always hear the same kind of idea is that, yes, your player matters what's on the field, but the person matters even more. And it's because we're going to be talking with you and spending time with you in the locker room and just so many things that you interact with these people that I want to give a rookie every single opportunity to get themselves drafted, right? You guys are your own agents, and you got to sell yourself, right? And I appreciate you being a man who says, hey, I'm going to be the first one to sign up. And I'm going to be the first one to get the time slot. And I appreciate it for you taking the time and doing this with me, because honestly, I'm very excited to have every single rookie who signed up to have a opportunity to be showcased tonight. And hopefully any potential team that's thinking about drafting you is listening and is able to hear what you bring to the table. So thank you again, Nathan, for making that adjustment and being here tonight.
Yeah, it's not a problem. Like, as soon as you posted that, I saw that, and I was like, I need to get on that right away. Like, trying to get my name out there, trying to get drafted. I've been putting in the work, talking to pretty much as many coaches and owners as possible. You know, definitely, busting my butt right now. So hopefully
and that's a good thing.
In the long run.
That's the good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think, you see, with your generation of you coming in, I was generation one of the SFLM, okay? I say that to say, like, we're trying to figure this out with everybody, right? We're like, okay, how do we go about this? How's the draft going to work? And we had to learn in Gen 1 that the SFLM, like, to get into the SFL and to be drafted, you got to put in some work. And I think there was people from Gen 1 that didn't understand that concept and that got pushed to their second season in the SFLM. And that kind of gave me the reasoning when I had my show to say, I'm going to give rookies an opportunity to get the best knowledge possible, what to do, have an opportunity to be live on air. If an owner calls in, wants to call in, or a GM or somebody wants to ask you questions, they can call in as well if they feel comfortable in doing that. If not, you now have something to give to every single person you're talking to and say, hey, I know we talked and we might have talked about XYZ, but I did this show and this is you can listen to on your car or when you're on your break or something, but it's something to kind of share who I am as a person and what I bring to the table. So I'm hoping to help you with what you want to be able to accomplish to get you in the league. And I'm really excited to get to know you. So how about we start with that? Who is Nathan Fury? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Alrighty, not a problem. So I live in the boring part of Illinois, in Tinley Park. It's kind of an older people town, so there ain't no young kids out there, not a lot to do. So, everyone's outside, they're watering their plants, they're cutting their grass, picture's nice and pretty, so just kind of sit back and it's like, damn, I got nothing to do out here. So that's cool. Everyone's old and shit, so.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. In Illinois, are you dealing with the cicadas like we are in some of these other states on the East Coast?
I have not seen one yet. Thank God, because those are some ugly little bastards. I don't like cicadas, so they can stay away from where I live.
Look, you and me in the same boat on that. I hate cicadas. For those folks who don't know what cicadas are, they're about an inch long bugs with red eyes, big wings, and just buzz everywhere. And they don't bite. They don't do anything. They're just a nuisance. And when they die, they smell up like high hell. But we just got them. We just got them. Well, we've been having, like, they've been kind of rolling out, right? A friend of mine who lives a little bit up north told me hasn't gotten them yet, but here in my area, we did get them. My sister, who's a little bit up north as well, she got them as well. And we're all just living in this constant, like, getting smacked by a cicada or getting crawled on by a cicada or all this kind of thing. So this next 4 to 6 weeks, you're probably going to hear me on Inside the League complaining every Friday about these pesky cicadas. But that's cool, right? You're in Illinois, right? Were you born and raised in Illinois? Like, have you always been in that state, or did you move from somewhere else to Illinois?
No, I've always been in Illinois, but I definitely do plan on leaving here. Plans probably either move to Florida.
Nice.
That's where I plan on going. I just know, all my friends moved down there. I got family moving down there, and it's just like, well, I don't want to be up here by myself. Like, I want to be a friend and family, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Family is really big for me. Anything that kind of pertains to family always goes first for me. And any of my friends or people that know me will say, hey, Nelson will do whatever he can for his friends and family. Because if I do consider you a friend of mine, I'll do whatever I can to ensure that you feel like family, you feel like you get that same love and respect. So, now, what's your SFL story, right? So walk me through from finding the SFL, getting put onto a team, and, like, how do we get to this point where you're at today?
So I actually found out the SFL through just kind of browsing through YouTube, because I was just looking up some Madden stuff and, like, All-Pro Football 2K8, because, I was playing a little bit of Madden, and I realized how bad it sucks, and I was like, man, this is pretty awful. I want to play a good football game. So I was shooting, like, off of football stuff, a couple other ones, like Doug Flutie and Axis Football, and one of the shows popped up. I'm just like, oh, what is this? This is interesting. So I watched a full SFL game, and I was like, oh, man, that's really cool. How do I sign up? So I just did, some Google searching. I found the website on the Discord, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'll give it one season, see how everything plays out, see if, if the league's good, if people in here are really cool, or if this is going to be kind of, a bad league, because there are some out there that I've stumbled upon, but so far it's been a great experience.
this is good to hear. I like that.
yeah. Lefty, you want to come in and have a terrible experience and be like, oh, yeah, I'm out. Peace. See you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then I did the position claim for the O-line. I got put on the Tacoma Grizzlies. And I got to say, so far, everyone on that team is great. We've got big players like Axel Raven, Cody Griffin, Savage, Kaufman. Everyone on that team is fantastic. So definitely a great group of guys in the locker room. So I'm really glad to be on that team. Everyone there is top-notch. So it's good stuff.
I'm hoping that
going on the show, reaching out to all the owners and coaches that, if I get drafted, but hey, if I don't, I got next season to try as well too, so.
Of course. But look, as long as you put yourself out there and you really show who you are as a person and you, are on top of the things that you're responsible for, right? Like you're responsible for your payments, you're responsible for a couple other stuff, right? Like your progressions. And as long as you're on top of those two things and you can share who you are as a person, you'll love the experience. I think the SFLM, I didn't have that. Like, I almost missed being in the SFLM. And I was a different kind of, at that time, the SFL, when I came in season 14, it was more non-contract based, right? So they had spots, and then if they didn't, then you could take a non-contract spot, have your name changed on a generic player, and then you're kind of in there, but you're not fully in there, right? And my experience, to get to the point, right, it wasn't the best. And there was a point where I contemplated to leave the league, right? Because, as a non-contract player, you don't really – if you didn't, went to an organization maybe that cared of each player, then it wouldn't have been. But unfortunately, the organization I was in wasn't meeting what I wanted out of my experience, and I almost left. And thanks to my friend Mel Davis, who was like, dude, let's try to figure something out. I actually got picked up by the SFLM. Now, I wasn't following so much on the league because of how my experience was, right? So I was like, oh, man, screw this. Like, I barely be on. I didn't even know if my team got sold. Like, it was that bad, right? And I got picked up. I picked up my linebacker, right? Just because I've been in the league so long that I was able to really build a really strong linebacker and go to Annapolis, right? Which Annapolis now is Lexington. But the Annapolis Navigators was my original team, and it was amazing. Great men that came out of that organization, right? To name them all, I feel like it'd be a disservice because I may miss one of them, and I don't want to miss anybody on my Navigators team. But you guys know who you are. Shout out to you guys. But it was such a great experience because everybody wanted to win. Everybody wanted to contribute. Everybody wanted to understand the SFL together. And when we found something out as an individual, we shared it with everybody. And it was so much of a difference that when I got was an opportunity to be in the front office and have my own team, I said, man, I really want to mimic how the SFLM was, right? That locker room, that experience, that ability to have a kind of like a family atmosphere where everybody's leading toward the same goals and the same, the same just overall what you want to get out of this league, right? And it was a lot of fun, and I was blessed enough to be in this position to go ahead and have that in Portland. And I'm going to tell you, man, the SFLM is such a beautiful thing. I understand a lot of folks maybe not like how it's not as in front as the SFL, right? And it's understandable because SFL is honestly what everybody strives to be. But I'm going to say that I loved every minute of the minors. And those folks that didn't get an opportunity to, we learned really quickly that they were like, man, I wish I got to experience that too, because my experience of what I had with sometimes what other people experience as well. And I feel like the SFL really allows us to also retain players, but you learn how to be a player before you have to go to a professional or to the SFL, right? So I think it's a pretty awesome thing. I love that you're enjoying it so far. And you're on a great team like Tacoma, which I know Ezekiel Love that's on there, right? He plays for Portland, as well as Scott Johnson as well, who I think is part of their the organization. So you've got some great people there. Now,
I agree with the SFLM statement and like why it's super important. Like number one, I want to say thank you, Dave Axis, for covering the SFLM because you know he doesn't have to. He can kind of leave us alone, but I do appreciate the work that he puts in. I know there's an incident in Gen Chat a few days ago, which was kind of strange. Don't know why that happened, but, you know, I do appreciate the work Dave Axis puts in. So, and it allows, like, coaches and owners to see who these people are, because you don't know, you know, if, hey, that running back gets drafted, if he an active player, if he gets drafted and then not show up ever again. Or he'll show up like once a month. So, you know, give people a good, you know, actually see who you are as a person and see if you can commit to the experience.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, everything is a little bit different. Each his own, right? But I think, again, how everything is, how the experience is and everything else has been pretty great. Like, I'm glad you're having a good time and you're part of a really good team there. Now, before we move on, I do want to always ask, what's a fun fact about yourself that nobody probably knows or anything like that that you would like to share with people tonight?
So I would say at least people in the general chat know that I'm definitely a huge retro game collector. I've posted some pictures of my collection, so and everything going back from with Nintendo all the way to current gen, and it's certainly fun, you know, going out at least once a week to retro game stores, seeing what they got, maybe getting a good deal on something super rare that, you know, you get for, you know, dirt cheap. It's always pretty exciting, you know, finding like Contra Bad Fur Day for $1 at a thrift store. Oh yeah, totally fantastic.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
so
I think again
that everybody's really doing so.
What you're doing there, right, going through these thrift stores and finding these gems, I commend you for it. And you tell me that your town is an older setting town, so I'm pretty sure you probably found some really cool stuff out there. It's really cool. Like, I used to go there to try to find comics, and it wasn't necessarily to essentially just, like, try to find rare ones. Not that. I just felt like, hey, I can get these comics for free. Like, not for free, but, you know, basically.
for nothing,
and be able to read some comics and enjoy myself, and it kind of gave an opportunity to recycle in a sense, right? I felt like I was doing something good for the world, even though I gave them back afterwards, and you know, hopefully somebody else got those comics. So that's pretty cool that you do that out there. And what's the best thing that you would find while going through and trying to find these vintage games?
Well, it's actually, you talked about the last part.
So what's the best thing that you have found so far while you're going vintage game hunting?
It's a tough one, but I found some really good ones. So pre-pandemic, I was able to find a bunch of good stuff. Like, I found Metal Gear Solid, the Twin Snakes on GameCube, a complete box. At their store for like $2, so I definitely snatched that up. It's like $100 game right now, but like right now, because everything is kind of, you know, all messed up right now, trying to do game collecting, it's a little difficult because everything's so expensive right now, and I can't find anything at stores now. They're all cleared out, empty game shelves. So it's like, it's kind of sucks. You know,
hopefully you'll be able to find some. Yeah.
Yeah. So, only time will tell. Hopefully it goes back to normal soon. That'd be nice, you know. I don't want to spend $400 for, like, Fire Emblem Path of Radiance on the GameCube, so.
No, I understand that. You know, with the times that we're in, some things that were normal commodities that you could just walk into a store and find become rarities. Trust me. Look at the consoles now. You can barely find a console now in a store. And if you do go into a store, 9 times out of 10, they're going to direct you online just because it's just been too crazy to keep things stocked. So I understand. I completely understand. So overall, how are you enjoying being in the SFLM? Like overall, like what are the things you really do enjoy about being part of the SFLM? Give me a few things that you really do enjoy about it.
I would say definitely like the player interaction and the general attitude is really positive. Like you're going to have your smack talking, you know, like all friendly, all good. That's just, it's part of the game. You know, but people will help other people. You know, they're not going to, you know, leave you to drown and, you know, dry up on a, you know, beach. So that's super nice. You got that. I think some of the coaches who I've talked to are also super helpful. Like when I first came into the league, you know, as an O-line man, which not a whole lot of us, I had a few people reach out and tell me, hey, if you need help, feel free to ask me questions, you know, I'll help you with some builds and stuff. So it's definitely very positive, you know, it's a way to keep players around because, you know, hey, we want you to succeed. We don't want you to fail. Because if, you know, if you fail, you have a miserable time. You know, you're not going to stay. You're going to leave.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I think a lot of those things keep people engaged, keep people wanting to come involved because it is something very interesting. When you watch this, it's a new concept, at least for me, right? Like, this is my first simulation anything that I was involved in. And then, you know, I wanted to know more, and I felt like, not at that time everybody was willing to share that or had the time to share everything about the SFL. And, you know, that could have fallen to the wayside. So that's pretty awesome to hear that's what you loved about the SFLM. You have a question. So congratulations to you. There was a question posed on here, and it's saying, if there's anything that you do off the field, are you interested in doing anything like stats, scouting, graphics, you know, team beat writing, any of those things there, do you have an interest in? Thank you.
That is something that I would consider. I would, like, right now I've got all the free time because I've been constantly laid off work, so there's a lot of free time to do right now. For the future, though, we'll have to see what the future holds for me. So as of right now, I'll give my answer of it's a strong possibility.
It's a strong possibility. There you go. So let's get back to kind of how did you get to being in this position, okay? So what made you decide to be an O-lineman? Like, that to me, that speaks volumes of the type of person that you are, right? Because O-linemen aren't talked about as much, but we all understand in football, having a great line, either defensively or offensively, is going to win games, right? Games are won in the trenches. I mean, there's a saying for every side of the ball, though. I'm not even going to lie, right? They'll say defenses win championships, offense, you know, puts butts in the seats, and then O-line, you know, the games are winning the trenches. So everybody has a saying, but what made you decide to do that position?
So when I first got into the league and I was looking at the position claims, I was originally going to either be a fullback or a kicker. That was my two original options. But I know that fullback is kind of a dying breed in, like, the NFL. So I wasn't sure, like, is this league going to kind of follow the same thing? You know, are they just going to have a tight end at fullback? Like, what's the fullback's worth in this league? I'm not quite sure. And I was like, well, you know, looking at the O-line, it's like, man, there's, like, one spot taken up on the O-line. They're like, right out of the time with one spot, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll go to O-line. You know, O-line's a very thankless job. You know, you don't get talked about very much. You're just kind of out there, you know, protecting the quarterback all day. But so we've been O-line, and so far I'm definitely enjoying it. It's kind of a fun position, you know. You know, some people want, you know, the spotlight on them 24-7, making the big plays. It's like, bro, I'm helping you make the big plays. You know, without me, you're getting, you know, dropped, you know, like sweet potatoes every play. So, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's again, like I told you, it is somewhat of a thankless job, right? You're not the one that's really the one that's mentioned, but yes, with a strong line, you can move mountains and allow people to do what they need to do, whether that's throwing or running or whatever the case may be. So, and you know, another thing, right? You were thinking about maybe a fullback, right? And if you were thinking a fullback, that's another selfless type of position, right? Because, you know, I'll give you a great example. Our fullback for Portland, shout out to my guy John Truesman, he's a person who honestly has helped, you know, with myself on that line, right? Like, you know, John's a fullback on the tight end, to really try to push as much as possible to look out for Ezekiel Love, for him to be able to do the dynamic things he did. So it's really a relationship from there in which you're able to do. And that, and John's a selfless guy, right? Like, he was with us as our running back in season one, and, you know, looking at what we were trying to accomplish, he believed in what we were doing in Portland and what he was able to accomplish. And then he's also a man from Oregon, so pride in his team. He loves, you know, anything involving Oregon, right? So he's a person, and he chose that position, man. That's a very selfless position, and I have to shout him out, because without him making that move, that allowed us to now create a run game. And I expect even bigger things from John in the future, and what he's going to be able to do in that fullback position. So I think, again, the other position you consider, which is fullback, seems like another selfless position as well. So that's really awesome. Did you consider anything outside of that as well? I heard you say tight end, but were you thinking about being a tight end, or were there other positions other than fullback that you were thinking about doing?
So I was thinking about making a pocket kicker. So I know that's another kind of position that not a lot of people like to play, because you're just kind of kicking the football. But, you know, being a kicker, that does take skill. Not everyone can be a kicker in, like, the football league. It's not, you know, it's difficult. I've done it in real life. It's not very easy. It's a hard thing to do.
And I'm going to tell you, right, you can see in this league, kickers can win games. You just saw our championship game that happened, and Kramer Jackman went ahead and kicked the game-winning field goal to have the Denver have their second championship, right? So in this league, kickers do matter, right? And they can win games for you, as you saw a real-life example. So those are pretty good positions to think of that were selfless but still able to help your team. Did you model your player? So once you decided to be an offensive lineman, did you model your player after anyone specific?
The guy who I was going for, I might butcher his name, so give me a second here, is Olin Krutz, I believe his last name was, the center for the Chicago Bears from the 98-2010 season, so arguably one of the best centers the Bears have ever had, probably ever. So, I'm definitely hoping to. So, like, I'm a left guard right now. I'm hoping that if I do get drafted, I get put in center position. I would like to, you know, be the guy in charge of the O-line, getting it straight. So this position I do want to play is center more than left guard right now. So
I'm not a huge Bear follower, right? My team is the Washington football team. But I'm going to look him up. If you DM me the name, I love linemen, right? Like, I love defensive, like, I love the game of football just in general, but I think linemen always intrigue me because they're the biggest players on the field, but they have to be the fastest and quickest in short bursts. Like, it's such, like, when you see a freak who can really hold down that line, it's poetic. And, you know, Washington has, you know, for a long time had Trent Williams. We have, you know, Brandon Sheriff. There's a couple people that kind of fit that mold as well. And a real dominating lineman. On the offensive side, man, if you could really do that, you're just going to be not always talked about by, again, the media, but a lot of fans do appreciate it. We appreciated Trent Williams and you know, Brandon Sheriff for what they were able to do. So linemen, honestly, if you really care about football, you're going to love great linemen. So DM me that so I can check it out, you know, off air.
Okay.
Now, while being in this league, right, what are some of the things that you've learned? So outside of SFLM, just the experience in general, what have you learned while being in this league?
As far as I've learned, like, it's actually a pretty tough question. I was thinking about that for a while, and I was like, man, I've actually learned quite a bit. I just don't really know where to start with this. So
How about we'll do a couple. So how about what has been the most impactful thing that you've learned? So what have you felt like was like, once you learned this, it changed the whole way you went about in the league, or you did something different, like something that impactful?
So I'd say the one thing that I definitely learned is, like I said previously, like the open attitude of the players. Everyone's super friendly. Everyone's really nice. You know, you don't have people being toxic to each other. You know, people don't bash you for your hobbies. So it's really nice to be just like, hey, I'm a nerd, guys. I like video games and anime. It's me, you know.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I feel like you meet people that you probably in day-to-day don't really would speak to right now. I don't mean in any other type of way. It's just like myself, I'm not a huge gamer. But since this injury, I have been into gaming. I have been into anime. And, you know, it's been quite an experience. And then now I can share that with other folks. And I'm able to kind of speak about it. Now, don't ask me like, hey, Nelson, what's your favorite anime? Let's get deep dive. I'm not there yet, guys. Right? I did it for my little sister and ended up enjoying it. So there was a reasoning why I got back into anime. And, you know, I loved it now going forward. But you end up meeting people from different walks of life. And we're all coming together for this sport that we love, right? And it's not even, like, there's a lot of sim leagues out here, okay? Like, let's keep it a buck. There's a lot of sim leagues out
there.
Oh,
yeah, there are a ton. I've stumbled across a few, some of them are either really good or they're really bad. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
you know, different, you know, you it's like flip the coin. Are you gonna be a good league or should it be a terrible experience? So,
and I think what about this league that we enjoy the most is consistency, right? Like Cam has a schedule, Cam has dates and times, and there isn't a lot of, hey, we're actually not going to do it this day, we're going to do it this day. Like, you don't really see that as often, but they have plans. There is a vision for the future. There's a vision to keep this going where you don't find in every league, right? League sometimes like, oh, we're going to do this. Oh, wait, never mind. We're going to do this. Okay, no, we're going to do that. And yes, there has been changes in the you know, what, 3 seasons that I've been part of this league, right? I've seen so many changes, but I'm going to tell you, they're like, light speed changes, like going to HD and, you know, having these new layovers that you put over on this game, you know, or designs and transitions, and then to the studio, like, I mean, this has just been amazing. And I'm gonna tell you that honestly, what we see and all the hard work that everybody does to make sure this is a great league, like, I mean, yeah, you can kind of see what the difference between this and anything else out there.
Oh yeah, like I love the schedule. It's just like, all right, I know what day I'm playing, I know what time I'm playing, I know where I need to go to watch the games, participate in said games. It's so nice. It's so well oiled. I love it.
Yeah, and like I said, there's changes, but the changes are always in a point where you know the league will be here tomorrow. So I have to give Cam and everybody else who gives their time and effort into this league a kudos to you, because this is just fun to be able to provide some type of content to help the league even more. So it's pretty cool. Now, what goals do you have in and out of this league? So what are you trying to accomplish outside of the league, like your own personal life? Is there anything you want to be able to do? You have any goals that you got coming up? And then what goals do you have in this league? Like, what do you want Nathan Fury, the guard or the lineman, right? What do you want his goals to be able to accomplish in this league?
All right, so for outside of the league, I do plan on possibly going back to school, possibly next semester for my IT degree. Definitely want to get out of retail because, like, oh, my retail blows. You know, for real, for a second, no one likes to work retail.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, I want to get, like, an actual career, not just, hey, I'm at a job that I'm miserable at. So, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be, you know, like, solid my point in, like, where I'm at in life. So I'm not there yet, but hey, I'm working towards it.
Yeah, I mean, IT is great, right? Like, IT, I'm going to tell you, it's such a job that I feel like it takes a lot of brain power. But, you know, once you find a good rhythm, it's nice. Like, you can kind of set things up to where everything is kind of like a system in itself, right? So that's really awesome. You know, early congratulations on going back to school, right? And changing that, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm a retail sales manager. I run a Shopify. And I'm gonna tell you, yes, even myself, who has been in the company for 10 years, yeah, it sucks, right? I don't do this job, or I don't enjoy this job so much for the customers as I do for the employees that work for my company. So I know retail sucks, and I try my best to make it not as sucky, but I completely understand, man, and I really do hope you get to where you want to be at and get out of retail and be in that IT field. Now, what about the Nathan on the field now? So what do you want Nathan Fury to be able to accomplish?
All right, so for on the field, all right, I'm going to make a big goal right now. So for whoever drafts me, so if I do get drafted this season, which I'm hoping so, my goal is to, for the season, allow 8 sacks. So we're going to keep, keep you protected, making the big plays. You know, don't want him to get dropped all that often. I want to feel comfortable in the pocket. So that's my big goal, at least for sacks. I would say another big one is 1,500 rushing yards are help to get. And I would say probably about 2,000 passing yards. So I know there's some pretty lofty goals for a rookie, but, you know, hey, shoot for the stars.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And again, letting folks know what your goals are, hopefully teams can hear this and align with your goals and, you know, start a conversation, right? And hopefully help you get to those goals, because, again, speaking from a front office, you know, person, as a general manager, you want to make sure that both sides win, right, between the player and the office, right? We have our things that we have to look at, you know, salary caps, progressions that will lead us to where we're seeing it to go, but it also takes our players to get involved as well, so we can do this together, right? It's not something that I can figure out 100%. You got to tell me what you want to be able to do, so I can, as a leader, find that groundwork so we can get you to where you want to go. So hopefully if the team's listening, they can align with that. So what do you bring to an organization?
So as far as myself goes, I'm definitely a team player. You know, you have to be there for your team, you know, both through the thick and thin. You know, you can't only be there when you're winning, and when you lose, you bounce. You got to be there through it all, you know. Hey, if you lose 9 games in a row, hey, that sucks, man. But in the next game, we might win. So you go for that W again, you know. You need to keep this the team spirit up, you know. You don't want to be the guy who's not, well, he's only here when we win, and when we lose, he bounces right away. Like, you want to have that good personality of, hey, he's here all around, through it both thick and thin, and he's, you know, rooting the team on through, you know, everything. So, like, that's important.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, you know, it sounds like, again, you're that team player, and you are able to understand that it isn't just something that happens overnight. It seems like you also want to be able to grow, whether the wins or losses, you want to be able to grow with that organization. So what are you looking for in an organization? So we know what you bring to an organization, but now what are you looking for? What does Nathan need in his organization?
Because we definitely, I would say a good front office is pretty key. You know, you don't want a front office who doesn't talk to each other. No communication, everything's breaking down. And then it kind of falls back onto the players, and the players, you know, are the ones who are left holding the bag at the end of the day, and they'll, you know, probably have a terrible experience. Also, like, a good locker room culture, also super important. Also, active people. You know, you don't want to get put on a team. There's only, like, one active person, you know, besides you're talking to yourself most of the time. So you definitely want that, you know, team atmosphere, you know, in the locker room, on and off the field.
Perfect. Now, how would you like Nathan to be remembered? So in this league, when you hang up your cleats, right, you say, no Moss, How would you like to be remembered in this league?
Okay, so I, being another lofty goal here, I would want to be best center in the league. So I want to be known as, hey, the center that everybody wants, because the center that everybody wants. So the quarterback is like, you know, I want to be behind Furry. You know, he's going to protect me. He's going to keep me safe. You know, I want this big boy in front of me.
Definitely, right? I think that would be something that would be great, right? Like, you know, I think it's such a new position. And I mean it in a sense of that we're starting to pay attention to it, right? I think, who was it? I think it was the first season. So season 16 or 15, sorry, is when we started really kind of focusing on that. And I think, again, you have an opportunity with a couple already linemen that are out there, right, to really make a stand for it, right, really make a name for yourself and kind of set the forefront in the next 5 to 10 seasons. People actually look at linemen and say, hey, that's something I want to do. So I think it's the best time and ever to be able to accomplish or be able to be remembered that way. Thus far, right, through your whole experience and everything, what do you feel is your best memory so far in the SFLM?
So the best memory, I'm not going to lie, is definitely watching my game with my teammates when it was Ottawa and us, and that we won the overtime field goal. With Potty from Potty Potty, I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty clutch. That was a fantastic game. So
yeah.
That was, you know, probably one of the games that I played and watched so far. So I would say that's probably one of the best memories that I have. Afterwards, going to the locker room, voice chat, talking to all the teammates in there, like just a really good night. So I'd say that's my best memory so far of this league.
Perfect. That's a great memory. And you keep those memories going into it. I'm going to tell you, like, going into my first season when I was a GM, we had to draft 13 players. So when we got our new players, a lot of them had a lot of pride in their organizations, in their minor organizations. So we had, at that time, Ottawa. We actually had the champions in Madison. So Madison players, right, and Derek Majors at that time, and we had a lot of the Calvary. We loved how their defense played, and we loved how they were as an organization. A lot of their players showed leadership traits, showed pride in their organization. Like, it's things that I love to see. But you carry that with you, so there was a little bit of smack talk, and the thing that didn't help, Ashley Jackson had a episode where Calvary and Madison were talking, and there was a couple smack talk back in there, but once they became fleet members, they kind of all squashed it. But sometimes that comes out there, you know, it's like Ottawa this or Madison that, or, you know, I'm the only one from Annapolis, so I'll, you know, shout out Annapolis, you know. So it's something that you carry on with you, and that memory that you had yourself is going to be something you're going to carry as well. So that's going to be pretty cool. Now,
I think it's also important to when you get drafted, like, don't forget, like, where you came from. Don't bite them, you know, in the butt, because, hey, they gave you that opportunity to get to where you are now. You should probably, you know, be thankful for that, because, you know, not everyone gets the opportunity to be, you know, where we're at right now. So, you know, showing love to, you know, your minor teams, at least for me, I think is kind of important. You know, if I'm in the majors, I'll still watch, you know, the SFLM games for Tacoma and stuff, because, hey, you know what, they seem to give me a chance, so still got to show love for them.
Definitely. Now, this whole league in general, right, what is something that in the league, now we talked about, like, what do you enjoy about being part of this league and everything else, but what do you enjoy most about the league when it comes down to watching it, right? So is there anything in the sense of, like, do you enjoy kind of the gameplay? Do you enjoy the commentary side? Like, what really is the part of this league that you can tell somebody, right? Like, hey, this is what I enjoy the most about this league, is how XYZ is being done. What is something that you really enjoy?
All right, so I love our broadcast team. They are fantastic. Like, definitely some top-notch stuff. You know, like, when the big play happens, they get all excited. They're all, you know, making it loud and proud. Like, they're great. You know, the broadcast team, all of them fantastic. And I'll keep doing the good job that you're doing. Also, too, the gameplay is also very interesting. You know, I'm not super versed in APF, so watching how some of the AI reacts is actually really interesting. Just like, oh, yeah, that actually happened in real life, you know. Like, it is, yeah. I would say it is one of the better sim football games. It's sad to say that because you said Med sucks so much, but it is definitely one of the best ones out there currently, you know, besides, like, ESPN 2K5, but different story for that.
Yeah, I think the part of the people aspect, a lot of these folks, man, just do an amazing job in broadcasting. Like, they really sell what's happening. And it's exciting nonetheless, right? I feel like you get more excited when it's your own team that you're watching. But when they're able to really share the emotion behind it and get you excited and get you pumped, it's awesome. And there's some really great folks. I mean, our commissioner himself is amazing, right? He has the quickest wit when it comes down to, like, little, like, slogans and, like, things that are very memorable. And if you ever watch the trailer for the SFL, right, for their documentary and things, or not the trailer, but basically, like, there's a scene in there. And one of the broadcasters was talking about Jeff Como, who used to, you know, play for Florida, right, as the wide receiver. I just heard he retired, so, but it's about him, and he catches the ball, and I don't know the game. It was a big game, though, all right, but he catches the ball, gets the win, and basically Cam goes, you know, como estas, right? He was like, como estas, right? Like, that was just such a hard line that Cam just came up with the top of his head, right? Because when he's saying that, he's saying, like, that was so hard because what he was saying in Spanish was like, oh, how you doing, right? Like, that's like, boom, and he used como in his last name. Like, that just was an amazing thing. And you know, everybody on that team prepare so hard, right? Like, that's why I had to shout out Mike Daggs, because there's a lot of research that happens in there, right? And again, we're human, so nothing's perfect. But we go ahead and how do I put this? We do a lot of the work to get there, and these guys give above and beyond performances. And mind you, we don't even give them the recognition sometimes, so it's awesome that that's something you enjoy. Now,
yeah.
I have more questions for you. You actually have somebody asking some more questions. So what desire, like, so they say you're desiring to move to center, right? Right now you're playing left guard, and we kind of have an understanding of the player that you look forward to. But would you be interested in any other positions as well? Other than just playing those, would you be open to tackle, or is it like, what is any place on the line fine if somebody comes up to you, or do you feel like your desire is just to move to center?
So my main position would be center, but I will go where I'm needed. If I need to help fix some matchups, like, hey, this right end is, you know, probably fast or good pass rusher, I'm going to put you on the tackle side. You need, you know, to not let them get through you. You need to hit the quarterback. So I'll go wherever I need to go. So I'm like, I'm flexible. You need me to go center, stay in guard, go to tackle. That's fine.
All right. Well, hopefully that answered their question, wanting to know whether you would, you know, again, you're playing guard now, you desire to move to center, and then, you know, knowing the openness of where you're willing to move anywhere else where they need you to. They got their answer now from there, so hopefully that helps. And I actually got yelled at, too, by my player that I actually had to bring up, because I talked about Madison and Ottawa. One of my guys said, just remember that your two first picks were Fuel players. So shout out to the Birmingham Fuel for my guys that he's right. Our first two picks were from the Fuel, which is Bob Funk and Bernard Patterson. So, and they've been amazing, really, really big foundational pieces for us on the defense as well as the organization. So shout out to you guys as well. They just wanted to remind me that I know. So before I let you go, Nathan, any last thoughts, anything you want to share? The floor is yours. Please plug in your Discord, right, because I would love for teams to be able to reach out to you and maybe discuss more things that we might have not discussed, but share anything that you want them to know, things that we might have not talked about. The floor is yours.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I'll start up the Discord. My Discord is going to be Team Butter, capital T, capital B. Reason why I'm called that is because I used to play competitive card games, and that was my team name. So I just kind of rolled with it still. So I was like, I'm going to stick with this. So that's the story behind that. If anybody's wondering why I'm called Team Butter. So that's a little fun fact right there.
That is a good fun fact.
And then for definitely everything else, I would say for any coaches or owners, watching right now or listening, y'all definitely don't want to sleep on the Tacoma, which is coming out this year. You know, I said earlier, you know, you've got, you know, Oscar Raven coming out there, Daniel Wright, Cody Griffin, Savage, Coffin. They are all fantastic people and really active, and people who you definitely want on the team. So I'm hoping that everybody at least in my locker room distracted. You know, if I'm playing with them or against them, we'll have to find out. But I'm hoping that all the guys I'm playing with right now get drafted. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Nathan. I appreciate you jumping on the show tonight. Best of luck, man. You know, enjoy the experience, enjoy the process. Like you said, I think it's a great just overall experience that you're going to go through. And enjoy every minute of it, man. Honestly, true. And actually, it looks like somebody wants to ask you a question. Hopefully, they're able to call. If not, Eddie, you might have to hit him with the DM. Oh, actually, no, he's on here now. Hold on. Let's get you Eddie Gage. Eddie Gage, you on the air.
What up, though?
What up, though, man? How's it going? Thank you for supporting. I saw you in the chats and everything like that. And, you said enough, so I want to ask a question. So go ahead, Eddie.
Actually, first of all, I see Nathan is from the crib, man. He's down there in Tinley Park. I want to let him know I spent a few years over in South Holland, so I was right actually like about 10 minutes away from him.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
He's close to me, yeah.
Before I moved to Arizona.
I'm in a couple other sub leagues. I've met so many people around my area. It's kind of crazy, actually. So definitely a small world, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And that's for those cicadas, too. Man, I couldn't stand them things, man. They freaking everywhere, dude. And I was watching the news this morning, and I heard they kind of resurfaced. They come up, like, every, I think, 12 years, whatever the heck it is. Man, I couldn't stand them things. How about the news?
They're actually cooking them and eating them.
Yeah, you know, Eddie, I can send you a dish, you know, if you want me to send it your way, cook a little cup for you, throw some jalapenos in there, maybe some yum-yum sauce on the side, and you will have yourself a cicada dinner. You know, that's protein right there. That's free protein for you.
You know, I think that's going to be a hard pass for me, but I appreciate it.
Well, Eddie, the floor is yours. What did you want to be able to ask to Nathan?
Well, so Nathan has been communicating with me a couple of times here and there throughout the season, and every now and then he just kind of nudges me to remind me he's still in the league, and he would be appreciative if Arizona were to draft him, and I appreciate that. You know, he does the little things to try and separate himself from the rest of the pack. There's a lot of competition out there, and guys are, you know, hungry, man. They want to get picked, and they don't want to be one of those guys left on the sidelines, you know, playing SFL in season. So I appreciate him doing what he does to make himself stick out. But I do have a question for him, though. So, sir, do you or are you willing to do either of the following to help your team? Are you willing to be on either the stats team or the, broadcast team or scouting? Are you good with graphics? You can help the team with graphics or social media and things along those lines, or maybe even beat writing.
So I would say definitely for me personally, stats would be the easiest. I have the artistic talent of the Boxer Rocks, so definitely not good on the artist type stuff, but I can do stats. It's not a problem. Like, that's easy stuff. I can do that. That's not a problem.
Okay. I put that little check mark next to your name for stats. Actually, I honestly forgot what my second question was, but I will say this. I like the way he took the initiative to put his name out there, man, to and I'm sure he's doing it for other teams, too, doing his due diligence to remind himself, to remind these teams that he'll be a good pickup for them. And the fact that he plays offensive line, he chose to play that position. You know, I remember one time listening to an interview from Andy Reid. He, back then, he played for Philadelphia Eagles. And he was like, man, if you have a father, you have a daughter, and you want her to get married, you want her to marry an offensive lineman because he's going to be loyal. You know, they're most loyal guys around. And just hearing his attitude reminded me of that interview. And, I just look forward to seeing what he does out here in the NFL. And who knows, but he might end up on Arizona. Just stay tuned.
You hear it here first, you know, before you heard it on Swamp Talk, you heard it here on Inside the League, right? So I don't want to see that. I want to be accredited, Ross. All right? If it's on Swamp Talk, I want it on there if it's going to be. No, just kidding. But, Eddie, I mean, again, I'm glad that you called in. If you have any other questions, yeah, go ahead and ask. If not, we're going to move on to the next guest.
No problem, man. Good evening. Have a good night, man. I just wanted to come log on and support the show.
Man, I appreciate it, Eddie. You know that. Mr. Yedo himself, you know I appreciate you calling in. It's amazing. Thank you again, Eddie.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Have a good one, man.
All right. So, Nathan, before I let you go, anything else you wanted to share before we continue on?
I think I got everything off my chest. I think, like I said previously, for all the owners and coaches watching, I think they got a good idea of who I am as a person right now and where I plan to go. Like I said, if they got more questions, you know, I'm up late almost every night, so feel free to ask me. You know, I'm going to answer the question truthfully. I'm not going to give you no BS. You know, I'll tell you straight up, like, this is what I want to do. Here's how I plan to achieve it. So,
yeah. All right, perfect. Well, Nathan, again, thank you for jumping on the show. Thank you again for spending some Friday night with me, right? I definitely do appreciate it, man. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you much. You too, man. Have a good one.
All right, so that was Nathan Fury of the Tacoma Grizzlies. I appreciate you jumping on. And we have our next guest. And just like in the fashion that I do every single time, I have to sound the horns. I have to ensure that you get welcomed properly. We have the free safety of the Ottawa Cavalry, Justin Rezaez. Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Nelson, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. I appreciate you so very much on this Friday, coming and sharing a little bit about yourself. Thank you again for signing up. I think that Show's initiative, and you were on Ashley Jackson's show as well, so I saw that you were on there. So you have been making your tours around, you know, different content, you know, creators, and it's just appreciated. So thank you so very much for being on tonight.
Yeah, not a problem, Nelson. It's like, I know it's 10 o'clock on my time, so it's like...
You and me on the same time. We're both East Coast. I'm located in Maryland. Are you actually, you're located in New Jersey, correct?
Yes, Central Mercer County, New Jersey, actually, Pennington.
Okay, question for you. Are you dealing with these cicadas?
Not yet. I think hopefully won't be dealing with the cicadas tomorrow during my softball game.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I hope you don't neither. If you were hearing a little bit earlier, me and Eddie Gage and Nathan are not a fan of any cicadas. And, you know, if you don't get them, that will be a very big blessing on you because they are such a nuisance. And unfortunately, yeah. I'm going to have to be dealing with it for 4 to 8 weeks, I think, or something of that sort. So if it doesn't happen to you, best of luck. But you have a softball game tomorrow, so best of luck in your softball game as well.
Thank you very much.
So before we get started, right, before we start deep diving into the player and everything else, tell us a little bit about yourself, right? We know you're from New Jersey now, right? But tell us a little bit about who is Justin Rezac?
I'm a Special Olympic athlete. I do four sports: softball, basketball, floor hockey, and soccer. And then I live in a nice in the town of Pennington, which is a pretty nice town if you come down. And also, we have Porco in this part of the state, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, that's amazing. To actually speak to an Olympian, hey, that's pretty awesome. Really great fact. I heard it when you said it in Ashley's show, and I thought it was really cool to actually know that we have an Olympic athlete inside of our league. Like, it's such an amazing thing. How long have you been doing that? Like, what got you into going into being an athlete?
10 years.
And then,
it's like somebody that one of my softball teammates who was a coach back in the day for Flock said, hey, you want to come in, you know, and try out Special Olympic sports? And I'm like, yeah. So I've been doing it since 2009. So
That's awesome. Well, that's really cool. Have you been able to travel anywhere cool? Any place that you really enjoy traveling while you were, you know, in the Olympics?
Yeah, I love going. When I'm in state, I'm like, I love going north to, or south to Wildwood and Galloway, New Jersey, are hosts for both basketball tournament and floor hockey tournaments, because it's like you get to in Galloway, you get to see the lights of Atlantic City, and then you're like right on the beach when you're in Wild, like right on the waves. Like you can see the waves of the Atlantic from inside the Wildwood Convention Center.
That's awesome. Well, you know, that's awesome what you're doing, and it's really cool to meet an Olympian. Now, let's talk about the SFL. Like, what's your SFL story? So how did you get from seeing it, however you saw it, right? Because I hear different stories of how everybody sees the league. But how did you get to this point? So when did you see the league, and how did you get to where you're at now?
Well, I first saw the league on television over what used to be 11 Sports, and then I could, you know, I didn't know you could go from couch to field until actually back in, what was it, May, I think it was, when my wrestling sim people, you know, like a group of us, decided to come over to the SFL.
Nice. And you said you were part of a simulation wrestling league, correct?
Yes, MPON That's Wrestling, awesome. Which is owned by one of the players, actually, Justice Blackwell of the Madison Lynx.
Oh, shout out to Justin Blackwell. He actually will be on the show. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but he will be in the show a few more weeks, so we'll talk about his wrestling league. That's pretty awesome. So you a huge – how long have you been following wrestling?
About a couple of years since I guess long time. You know, it's like I've been following it for a long time.
Okay. And who, what kind of wrestlers are you? Like, I haven't been on top of the new wrestlers, so I won't lie to you if you give me a name that I don't know, right? But,
yeah.
You know, I did grow up with a lot of the
Attitude
Era.
Yeah, I started with the Rob Van Dams and,
okay.
You know, like the old ECW and WCW days, and I just, you know, been going up and getting used to now with Impact and AEW and all those new wrestling feds coming up. And
yeah, I love the competition again, right? Like, you brought up ECW, you brought up WCW, like those at that time when everything was out, it was like you got to find the wrestling that you enjoyed the most, right? You had the extreme of ECW, right? You had the kind of pizzazz and the, how do I put this, kind of showmanship of the WCW. And then you kind of had this grit and this kind of innovation coming out of the WWE, right? Which I wanted to say WWF at that time, right? Because that's what I grew up with. So, you know, you're kind of talking about that and kind of bringing up those. And now wrestling has, I've seen AEW. I haven't actually watched them, but I've seen the advertisements for them, right? And I'm starting to see competition again. Right, and for a while we know the WWE dominated wrestling after all those companies were bought, And if you wanted to see something different, you'd have to see Japanese wrestling. And I'm going to tell you, that's pretty gruesome and gets pretty hardcore. Don't know if a lot of people like that, right? But again, it gives people options at this point in time, which I find is probably the coolest part about wrestling now, is now you have options on how you watch it. So awesome to know that you came from there. So was it, like, when you were doing that, you stumbled onto the games themselves. Like, what was the first game that you watched in the SFL? And then once you did that, how did you end up being on Ottawa?
It's like I ended up watching, like, some of the champion. I think it was it the season that the Atlanta Swarm won the championship. I forgot what season that was.
That was season 15? Yes. No, 14, season 14. I'm about that. Season 14 is when they won, and then season,
Yeah, so then season 14, I missed, I think I caught a little bit of season 15, and then I caught towards the end of season 16, which when everybody from the Nighthawk Nation came in together. And then, like, after week one, everybody played, who had their players in the Nighthawk Nation played week one, I decided to come in at week two, and then I got picked up by Ottawa. That's when I got picked up by Ottawa.
Do you know the history of Ottawa by any chance? Have you ever talked to any alumni from them or anything about their organization before you got put on?
No, it's like I know the history of them and the SFL's first two seasons, but then it's, because I catch, like, a little bit of the first season because I saw Ottawa play in season one of the SFLM, and then I kind of trailed, it's like I kind of lost it in season two. Now I come in on season three.
All right. So you come, that organization of Ottawa, we've had a lot of your alumni come through. That's part of our organization. And Tacoma, is a new organization, so I couldn't give the same recognition like I do to these organizations that are kind of those Gen 1s, right? The first original ones that were there. And it's a great organization, right? They've had a great, they had like a really great first season, second season. They didn't get to where they wanted to. So it's very exciting to see them bouncing back and you guys representing that name very well. So that's pretty cool. Now, you did share with me about the Special Olympics, and that's a really great fact that you shared. Do you have another fun fact you'd like to share, maybe that people don't know about you, that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm a major, I love our, right here in the state, my town, we have the Trenton Thunder, which is right currently being shared, team name shared with the Buffalo Bison, but they used to be the New York Yankees affiliated before they were supposed to be in the draft league, but then all of a sudden Buffalo didn't have a home, so now the Thunder are sharing their name with the Buffalo Bison. Yeah.
Oh, nice. All right, awesome. I didn't even know that. So how do you enjoy being in the SFLM? Like, how do you love being part of that minor league group, and, how has that experience been?
Yeah, it's been a real good experience. I love talking with everybody. Chatting out, in the main chat with everybody, seeing how everybody's day is going, and then we get into some interesting conversations here and there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, definitely. I think that what I love about just the minors themselves is that you get to be part with everybody who's also new, right? Or at least, if you are with somebody maybe a 1 year already in the SFLM person, which is awesome because you can kind of share to the new people, right? Like, hey, this is how it's going. But you're mostly around people who are in the same light, that want to learn, who want to be better, who want to figure out this SFL, league as a whole. And I think that's always awesome when you can kind of do that with everybody else, and you can keep those relationships once you go into the pros, right? Like, it's so awesome to see those transitions and those relationships that were built originally in the SFLM. So how did you decide on your position? So how did you decide on free safety?
I was looking at all the positional, when you see all the positional stuff in the Discord, I'm like, they had a couple, they had most of the free safety spots available. So I'm like, I might as well take one free safety spot, because because I felt like, why not cover a bunch of wide receivers and maybe get some interceptions.
And you have been so far, right? I think you, how many interceptions do you have so far? Because I know you were really one of the top free safeties this season.
Three, and yeah, because the last one, the third one counted, but it got fumbled. That old.
Well, you know, you
fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you look back at the YouTube video, I caught the, intercepted the ball, and then I believe one of the San Jose players knocked it out of my hands or put a helmet to my hands or something. I don't know.
Well, look, you there was a free safety the first season that ended up, we ended up drafting by the name of Dakota Johansson, and he was a free safety for you guys, and he did an amazing job, and I think you are coming in and filling in as greatly as he did. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy to get a lot of interceptions. Things happen, like what happened to you to get that fourth one. But again, three, that's a pretty good job there to be able to capitalize against some of your peers. Really good job there. Did you consider any other positions other than free safety when you did come into the league?
Yeah, I was looking at strong safety and the cornerback as possible third and second choices. So.
All right, awesome. Now, when your player, right, who did you model your player after? Was there anybody specific, a player or somebody who's already in the league that you modeled your player after?
Yeah, I modeled after Darius Slay and also Eddie Gage from the SFL side of things.
Oh, Eddie Gage, a Hall of Famer. That's nice. Yeah, he has definitely made a name for himself as a player as well as a great organization owner. So that's pretty good. Now, you said Darius Slay. I know he's with the Eagles now, right?
Yep, he's with the Eagles.
You're an Eagles fan?
Yep, I'm an Eagles fan, and I have a Carson Wentz jersey. I'm just
Justin, man, I'm a Washington football team fan, man. Ouch, I'm hurt and devastated.
Yeah,
we are rivals, but like I tell every rival of mine, we're only rivals when the season's on. So I'll give you a little bit of slack for being an Eagles fan there, but just know that you're talking to the NFC East champions, Washington football team.
Yeah.
But that's awesome, right? Darius Slay was a great addition, and we know what he did in Detroit. But I think that's great. Two great players that you definitely decided to model your player after. So now, what have you learned while being in the league? So let's step outside of just the SFLM and look in the league as a whole. What have you learned while being in this league so far?
Just, you know, be friendly with all the players and the owners and be nice to them, and they'll not be nice back. So
definitely. I think that's the biggest hurdle, I think it was for me, was reaching out to people. I think for me personally, right, I was always worried, like, man, I don't want to bother anybody, right? Like, we all have real lives outside of here. And I think it's that level of not knowing how this league works, neither that you had that level of intimidation. But I really do commend you and any other rookies that decide to go on any of our content creator shows to share who you are, because you're trying to do the most that you can to be drafted, which is always the goal, and to be on a major team. So awesome, you know, what you've been able to learn of that kind of being friendly and things of that sort, because it's kind of tough to do when you don't get to, you don't really know the people behind the keyboard.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
What goals do you have in and out of the league? So what are you trying to accomplish in your own personal life, a goal of yours? And then what is the goal that you want to have happen for Justin Reside on the field?
Well, my personal goals outside the SFL is to try to, one of the goals right now is to hopefully make the Team New Jersey in soccer and head out to Orlando for my first ever USA game, because I never... because it was like 2014, I had a chance to go in softball, but never was not one of the lucky ones picked. So hopefully
that's awesome. That's awesome. When is that supposed to be?
In Orlando, Florida, and I believe. I gotta do my computer stuff.
No worries.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, though, that you'll be able to accomplish something of a goal to see that.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. Oh, I have the game. Do I? In Orlando, Florida.
Alright, awesome.
Yeah, but this should have the dates. There we go. June 5th through 12th, 2022 in Orlando.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a great time to go down to Florida. Definitely. Florida is beautiful any time, but it sounds like you're going to be going at a really good time in Florida where it's going to be nice and sunny.
Yeah,
so,
if you're lucky enough to get picked.
Well, let's hope and definitely hope that you're able to experience that. It sounds pretty cool. Now, what, as the player, do you bring to an organization?
I bring like a team, you know, a team, you know, a yeah, like win as a team, you know, we win as a team, lose as a team mentality.
Yeah, that's...
Every single game we come out, doesn't matter if we're not winning or losing as individuals, we're trying to win as a team, and if we lose as a team.
That's a great attitude to have, you know. The secret that the great Eddie Gage has always shared is, you know, you want to grow with a team and you want to be there through the aches and the pains, right? And each situation is different. That might not be the case of the team that you go with. You might go to a championship team, right? Like, we don't know. But a team that can go through those growing pains, grow together, and get to that promised land typically have the best experiences possible when it comes down to this. So I think that's an awesome thing to bring over into an organization. What are you looking for in an organization? So what do you want potential teams that could draft you to know what you're looking for?
Yeah, you know, communication, like, you know, if you have to DM me, you know, something that I need, like progression-wise and stuff, or, you know, behavior-wise, you know, like cool your, you know, if you know, if like an owner needs me to cool my jets down and calm down the chat, you know, so I don't get kicked off the team for, you know, behavior issues and stuff like that, you know, constant communication between GM, owner, and me, the player. So,
yeah. Okay. Those are great things to look at. And I'm going to tell you a piece of advice, you know, is you just don't, you control it, right? You control the experience, control how you handle this league. And what I mean is, like, I always hear, how do you like to consume this content? And typically, I'm not a Gen Chat user that often. I'll say, hey, what's up, once in a while, maybe share some chit chat with some folks. And I don't really engage, because when I see it go into a way of negativity or folks want to start bad mouth things, look, I don't really need that in my life. I like to live in a more positive mindset. And I think, again, you know, it's how I like to consume. So if you ever find yourself in a situation where you get into a tough position in the sense of, you know, you're feeling somebody's make you feel bad or mad, always share with somebody that you can entrust in the league, you know, that you know, whether it's on your team or not, to help you go through it. And then, you know, understand that you can just not pay attention to it. You know, for the longest, Portland, our first season had a lot of folks wanting to chime in about how we were. And, you know, I think, again, when I look back at it, I'm like, man, there were times where I looked at those and, you know, again, as anything that you put your heart work into and sweat, get criticized, sometimes that can be a tough pill to swallow. But I was able to do that by understanding that, again, this is a platform where people can say whatever they want or do whatever they want, right? But it's always best to be as respectful as possible to your audience or the people that are out there. So the folks that aren't really wanting to be part of that can also be part of the experience itself, and nobody's being turned off or anything like that. So that's pretty cool stuff. So have you been interested in a position outside of being a player? So stats, content creation, were you ever interested in anything outside of just being a player in this league, or did you just want to be a player?
Yeah, I've been like interested in like beat running because I'm trying to get back into writing, and it's hard for me to get back to it when I haven't done like paragraphs or stuff for a long time since I got out of high school. So it's like, you know, it's like I want to try to beat write and get help beat writing and, you know, get back into a flow of writing things.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, right? And if you ever do want to do more of that, I know you already spoken to AJ, but she's a great contact point. I think Slim Shady as well, from Vegas, the GM there. He's another person that's probably a pretty good contact to get with. If you do want to do beat writing for the league, and there's something, too, that you can share with potential teams if you want to do something specifically for them, like how Louisiana does has Swamp Talk for themselves. So I think there's a lot of great opportunity around that. If you are interested in doing that, maybe reaching out to those folks so they can help you even more.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. No,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, you know, also one of my bigger goals is, like, go through the coach, you know, go through the line of command to, like, do coaching, you know, start scouting and then be a coach and then maybe be a future SFL expansion owner, you know, go through the steps of that. Yeah,
those are definitely things that you want somebody to show you. I think when you have guidance in this league where somebody can help you look at that, even myself as a general manager, you know, I'm learning things every day, right? And I think it's an experience that, again, if somebody can show you how to go through that experience, it'd be definitely recommended, because being an owner in this league is not the easiest thing in the world. But it's cool to know, if it does ever happen, that you kind of were approved to have that team, and you were approved to be somebody who sees fit to be in this league. So it isn't just something they give you, something that kind of has to be earned. And I think that's really cool, really cool thing about this league, because it's not just anybody can just come and say, hey, I want to be an owner today, and oh, here's my team, and oh, never mind, there's not my team anymore. So it's really great to see that there's a process behind it. Now, when you decide to retire, or, you know, put up the cleats, as they like to say, how would you like to be remembered in this league?
Yeah, I like to be remembered like how, kind of like how McChesney and Zach Kramer were remembered, you know.
Yeah, they are two staples, and there was a lot of staples there. Giacomo Jones is another one, right? Like, these players that were retiring, they are going to be big, you know. Kramer Jackman, they were big parts of this league and their organization. So I think those are great ways to be remembered, definitely. And it would be an honor for anybody to be in this league that long, like they have, and do the things that they've been able to do to be remembered. So great, great players to kind of inspire to be. What have you learned about this league thus far? So going through everything, seeing how everything is as a league as a whole, what have you learned in this league going through everything now? There's going to be more stuff you're going to learn in the future, of course, but what thus far have you learned about this league?
Yeah, you know, learn that, you know, you can, you know, once I contact the owners and they talk, you know, we have a, you know, constant, you know, learning to talk to the owners, you know, through, you know, through DMs and, you know, say, hey, I'm, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I want to get drafted by you guys, and, you know, constant back and forth.
Mm. All right. Yeah, those are always some great things to learn, that you need to reach out to the owners to start talking with them, right? And hopefully you're getting some great responses back. And like I said, you've been doing a content tour, so I appreciate being one of those stops on your journey to try to be drafted. Yeah. So this league, right, you said you know, you want to be a beat writer, but what are some of the things that you truly enjoy about this league, whether it's the broadcasting, the content, you know, that's being pumped out, the, you know, how things are projected, like what do you enjoy most about this league that really has impressed you thus far?
The camaraderie of everybody, how everybody is, sometimes they can get a little bit drastic, but we all kind of smooth it out at the end. End of the day, it's like everybody's on a team, you know, all the rookies and all the SFL guys are as, you know, are as one together as a community. We're not all individual people.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I feel like what sells you, right? There's a point where the SFL needs to kind of get fans and not just players, right? There'll be a point where we just won't have enough teams or enough spaces. And, you know, hopefully it's not going to happen anytime soon. But I want, like, the league eventually will have real fans. And that's what I was trying to get to the point to. Like, having real fans of the league itself is awesome. And I think that's kind of like the next progression step that I feel like maybe this league could be potentially heading to, right? But that's awesome what you brought up. Now, what has been your best SFL memory thus far?
I think my first ever interception when I like barrel rolled right over Kelsey Brown in week two.
Oh wow! Name dropping. All right, Kelsey Brown. Hopefully you're hearing this. That's a huge memory, right? Having your first interception in the league and now having three, almost potentially four, right, is really awesome. And it's a great memory to have. So, again, you're going to carry that, and hopefully you get drafted to a team that has some Ottawa players to share that with you, because I'm going to tell you, your locker rooms are made up of such different groups and folks that were in the minors that weren't, that you might find some old teammates of yours that might be playing on the same side with you. So, awesome. Is there anything, Dustin, that you want to share, last thoughts, right? Please plug in your Discord name so owners know to contact you, right? But the floor is yours. Anything you want to share about you, the player, and your Discord name, go ahead.
Yeah, my Discord name is Justin_Reside. If any owners have not responded to me back, you know, I haven't. You know, if any owners has not responded, if I left them a message and have not responded back to me, you know, you can get back to me at a time. I understand you're all busy and, you know, bad lives. So if any owners want to contact me or still need to contact me, that I'll have to DM for. It's Justin_Reside if you want to find out. And, you know, I'm just happy to be in the SFLM and happy to be part of this SFLM community with most of my some of my people from my other community and, you know, with the Nighthawk Nation and everything. And, you know, we're, you know, it's like we're kind of like family, you know, we're all family, you know, part of this SFL family. Yeah,
definitely. And that's awesome. Again, Justin, best of luck in this draft. Again, if you have any questions, you're always welcome to hit me up. But, you know, I'm really interested to see where you go. You have some great people in this organization. Clearly you've been able to meet some of them. And it's going to be very exciting to see where you go, you know, if you get drafted. So best of luck, my friend. You have a wonderful night. And thank you again for being on the show.
You too. You as well. Have a good night.
Good night, Justin. So shout out to Justin for Justin Reside, of free safety, the Ottawa Cavalry, right, dropping by. That's it. That's the show tonight, right? We're going to be doing this again. Every Friday, we'll have two rookies on here. We had a list that was put up there. I'll try to drop that again in league content so we can try to get more rookies. There's a couple spots that are still potentially can be filled. If you're interested, go ahead and take a look and sign yourself up. And, you know, again, it's been wonderful getting to know the potential rookies in this league. You know, seeing, hearing the different stories, right? So hearing everybody sharing what they love most about this league, hearing about how the journey's been and where they're potentially hoping to go, and it's been awesome. I hope you enjoyed this. This is going to be a constant thing. Like I said, every Friday we're going to have two rookies on here, being able to share their stories and experiences. We're going to do this all the way up leading into the draft. So like I said, there's a couple more shows that are available. If you'd like to, go ahead and sign up on there, and I will contact you as soon as I can. I'm trying to get to people as fast as possible, but also balancing real life. Mondays, we are going to have on SFL Audible. So there's two shows. There's Inside the Leagues on Friday, and then there is SFL Audible on Monday. And that's more of a call-in show. If you want to go ahead and call in, share your inputs on, the topics on hand, that's always a great show. That's just easy to kind of go through, and everybody can kind of share a little bit of peace here and there, and all kind of communicate about whatever topic we're talking about then. But leading up to the draft, I'm doing a team spotlight. So shout out to Mike All for the idea of having teams come in there. We kind of talk about, our teams, right? Like, we want to, as rookies, go ahead and do the same thing and then go on tours and talk about themselves. We want to highlight each team as well and allow general managers, owners to come and talk about their team, talk about their culture, talk about their goals, talk about, anything in the sense of needs or whatever the case may be that they want to bring in to show potential players who may be interested what they're potentially getting drafted to, right? And I think it's awesome to also know from the horse's mouth about the organization. I feel like as a player, yes, you hear things here and there, but it's great to hear from the source as well of what they believe in, so you can see if you're goals and your aspirations and everything align. But trust me, there's amazing teams all over this league. You just got to find whatever home fits you best. And again, enjoy the journey from that period of time. So like I said, Monday we will have Jacksonville in Louisiana. So Mike All, the general manager, and Ross Napoli will also be on representing for Louisiana. So that should be a great show. And then next Friday, we're going to have Jim Copeland Jr., the tight end, and we will have a free agent be on that show as well, which will be Andre Krim, formerly the defensive end of the Los Angeles Lightning. So that's what's coming up. Wanted to share that out there, but thank you again if you joined me this Friday. Thank you so much for joining me live. It's amazing being back. Like, you don't understand how passionate, how much I love doing this. This is what it makes me very excited about being part of this league, and this will keep me being here because I can share these great stories, great people, and just have a blast on a Friday night. So thank you again for joining me. Hopefully I see you on Mondays. If you'd like to connect with me or be on the show or have any questions or whatever the case may be, my Discord name is Nelson Lozano, L-O-Z-A-N-O, Portland GM. I should pop up that way. If you have any questions or anything, hit me up there. And then we also have our own Discord channel inside the league where you can connect with some of the community, talk during chats, you can ask questions live on air. You can also interact with different people as well. And it's a lot of fun. Again, thank you again for joining me. If you do want to do that, let me know. But again, you have a wonderful weekend. And it's great to be back.